Welcome to the Rob, Comrade, and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care.
Comrade Mike Dobreski.
No! I don't care. We hate you. I don't care.
And Kale Hall.
This is stupid. Making noises on the show. You're like a crazy person. Why do you do this to your father and I?
The Rob, Comrade, and KO Podcast.
And welcome in to the latest edition of the Rob, Comrade, and KO Podcast. I am Rob Sanders. We'll introduce my first co-host. He is all the way from Mother Russia. He is the Comrade, Mike Dobreski. Mike, good evening, sir.
It is good to be here, and it's great once again to have a number one program in the nation. So it's a good feeling to have.
All right.
You know what that's like.
We have another host. He is, of course, the bald man from the upstate whose heart breaks this evening at the passing of Pat Patterson. He is known as Carolina Jackpot. Kale, what's up, brother?
Good evening. Great to be here Wednesday night. Always at least my first or second favorite night of the week. And rest in peace to one of Mr. McMahon's stooges, good old Pat, WWE first Intercontinental Champion, I believe he was. And road agent, talent, that sucks.
First openly gay wrestler, like the Comrade should love this guy. That's a joke Pat Patterson would make, by the way. Pat Patterson would make that joke, by the way. So you have no clue who Pat Patterson is. Do you, Mike? No.
I don't.
No clue whatsoever. Anyway,
Pat, the name says it.
It's Pat.
We have a lot to get to this evening. We are going to later on. We have the holiday gift for kids. We'll talk about that in a moment. Also, we do our picks for the evening for the Callaway's Pick'em Challenge. We are going to do the Callaway's Bowl Pick'em Challenge. That's coming up. As soon as we know what teams are going where, you basically pick all of your games at once, and it's a battle to the death. We'll see who wins. Bowl pick'em's a little bit harder. Can you tell them about that, Comrade? It's harder to pick games against the spread with the bowls.
Yeah, the bowl pick'ems, you gotta pick them all at one time. So the hard part, especially in this year of COVID, half might get canceled, but so you're gonna, once the bowls are out, I will post to Google. For those of you in the normal contest, it's the same kind of idea. You get a Google form, but it's one big form with all the games on them. And obviously, we don't know the national title game. So what you'll do in that instance is, of the four teams in the playoffs, you'll pick your national champion. And as a tiebreaker, you'll pick the point total in the title game. So it's never come to that before. It's never gone to the tiebreaker before in our contest. But so that's how it works. And it's pretty cool. I mean, during normal bowl season, it's pretty cool to sit there and kind of go back and look who you picked and all that stuff there too. And I'll put the spreadsheet up. And what I usually do is every week I'll update the standings. I'll grade, like, if you know, say a lot of times like five games get played and over a weekend, and I'll put the standings up and kind of update them going about. But $20 to get in, same idea, winner take all, and I'll put the page up on robincomrade.com. Probably tomorrow or Friday. That way, with the rules on there, and you can go ahead and pay your money. I'll give you the info to pay your money, and so you can get set up. And then I'll put the picks up there once they all come out.
All right. So we have to thank, of course, Callaway's Bar and Grill. They're sponsoring that out on Highway 1, diagonal from the Walmart in West Columbia. Retro video games, ice cold beer, great people are at Callaway's. Callaway'sBarAndGrill.com. Also, we have DNC Trucking and Transport, the No Spin Zone segment with the Comrade. Comrade, read away.
I am a hypocrite. I want Hugh Freeze. I'm a mouth-breathing, knuckle-dragging caveman. The only person who makes me look smart is Joe Anders. I have overdosed on toenails, meth, and gay Spanish fly. Matt Tomlinson uses the big boy urinal while I drink from the little urinal. I have an alligator mouth and tadpole ass. I speak idiot and only Carolina fans can interpret. Lastly, Clemson won a national championship a damn decade before we won a bowl game. We deserve the decade of dicking from upstate Jesus.
There you go. That's from Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport. The No Spin Zone segment with the comrade. All facts there. Nothing detected that was harsh or wrong. So before we do our picks here, we've got... this is the holiday gift of the season. And I sent this to Kale earlier, and he was all about it. Comrade, I don't know if you listened to it or not. Did you hear what I'm about to play, Comrade, earlier?
I have not. I was at the fields tonight freezing my butt off watching my son.
Well, this is the... I'm going to talk with the fine folks to get some of these for all of your kids. This is the holiday gift of the season.
It's going to be hot.
It's going to be absolutely... Like, I think once we release these...
If you thought Tickle Me Oh Mo back in 1996 at Christmas time was crazy, dude.
Well, this is like, people want the PS5. This may overtake the PS5. I don't know if we're going to be able to get enough of these produced. I really don't. Hottest gift of the season. Here we go.
Hey kids, just in time for Christmas.
What's going on, motherfuckers?
It's the Carolina Jackpot Talking Doll.
I'm mad, I'm just a little bit perturbed.
You know him from the Rob, Comrade, and Kale Show.
That's fucking trash.
And you've probably seen him on the Carolina Jackpot YouTube channel.
We fucking suck.
Now you can bring him home. Just let the Gamecocks lose and watch him lose his mind.
What the fuck?
Each doll comes with his signature bald head and interchangeable Miller Lite or Coke can. Everyone loves Jackpot. What will he say next?
I fucking hate him.
It's an educational toy as well. The best gift for the holidays.
I'm gonna sell now. I didn't turn this fucking shit off.
Comes complete with a Steve Spurrier retro visor and a women's basketball tube top. Some assembly required. The Carolina Jackpot Talking Doll. A DNC Transport production.
Oh, now we might not win.
New model sold out of the back of a Volkswagen 3 blocks from Williams-Brice Stadium.
There you go. Those are going to be.
I don't think you can possibly do that justice.
We're going to sell millions of those if we can get them produced. So, yeah. The chat room's on fire. Bob wants one. Coon says we'll sell millions. SEC Dog likes it. Undercover Boss Tony Jackson likes it. Jerome wants the retro visor. Brock Lee wants one. Holy shit. Comrade, can we get one for your children, sir?
They want one, yeah, definitely. I need more gift ideas for the 12 and 14 year old. No clue what to get him.
I think you squeeze his head. That's the squeaking sound. And then he just says shit. He squeezes his bald head and he just says shit. Fuck Clemson. Anyway, Cambodia can make them. Broccoli wants to know how much. We may play that again for you guys later. We'll probably post that at Rob Comrade, the Facebook page. Funny stuff there. All right, let's do our picks. Comrade, where are we at on the contest? What week are we in?
This is week 13. We've got 3 weeks to go. We've got this week, next week, and then the
four championship games. So it won't be.
Yeah, it's going to have. Yeah, it's kind of weird. So it's going to be last. So 3 weeks to go. So hopefully 24 games. But as we know, yeah, probably won't be 24. I'm sure a game or two will get canceled. But 24 at the most. I figure if I go 24-0, I have a shot. I think
you're out of it anyway.
I think I'm right there.
By the way, new sponsorship idea. Comrade's picks are going to be sponsored by the Carolina Jackpot Talking Doll. As we submit our week 13. I don't know. God damn, that was fun earlier. All right, anyway. First game is Liberty at Coastal Carolina. Game day on the scene. Comrade, you said you might go 24-0, right? Why don't you pick first?
This game is right in the number, but I'm hearing that Liberty's quarterback may not play. He's got the – I think they got COVID. It might be a false positive. Who knows? There's a chance the game won't get played, I heard. But, I mean, it sounds like it might. But so with all that, I got to go to Coastal. I think Hugh Freeze is a better coach. But if he doesn't have his quarterback, then it'll be hard to win. So I'll take Coastal minus 7.
Jackpot, which way are you going, man?
Minus 7. I'm going to have to take Coastal as well. I saw that about Malik Willis. Now, over on my channel, the spread is 11 today, and I'm still going with Liberty there. I think Liberty's a better team. Oh, they play a tougher schedule. Yeah, I think they have better athletes, but being without this quarterback is going to hurt them. 7 points, not a lot. So going ahead and give me the Green Roosters to cover and remain undefeated.
I am sticking with Coastal as well. If Willis doesn't play, I don't really like their chances, to be honest. I think the Green Roosters. I wonder if the Tonkin Jackpot doll will say that. We need to have that in there.
The teal cocks.
That's actually funny too. Look at the comrade being funny. All right. So I'm going to take Coastal minus 7. Bowling Green at Akron. This is the Cale Hall special. Akron is giving up 4 points. Comrade, what's your pick?
I'm going with the school that launched the career of Urban Meyer. Hired him with no coaching experience, no head coaching experience, said take over, and he did. So it's something to think about as we get ready to hire Shane Beamer. Take Bowling Green plus 4 for no other reason than the fact that I just saw Urban Meyer and I decided, what the hell.
All right, Jackpot, once again, whoever you pick, I'm going with two. Your name's on this pick, so you can't go wrong.
Both teams are 0-4. Akron has not won a game since the middle part of the 2018 season. They have shown some flashes this year. Bowling Green is not. So just knowing that, and there's supposed to be some nasty weather in the upper part of Ohio this weekend where this game will be played at Akron. I'm going to take the Zips to cover here. They got to break the streak sometime. This looks like an opportune time to do it. Give me Akron.
Did you really pick two teams that were 0-4? I didn't even research this game because I just said I'm going with whoever Cale picks. So I'm going with Bowling Green. I mean, if he gets it wrong and his name's on it, that's pretty shitty. So
I said Akron.
You went Akron. I'm sorry.
Akron. I'm going with the Zips.
You're going with the Zips. Well, then I'll go with the Zips too. Next game is Florida at Tennessee. Florida is an 18-point favorite over a disgusting Tennessee team. Comrade, what's your pick?
Worst coach in the SEC right now is Mr. Pruitt by far. I know somebody in this show used to call him a great coach. But big mismatch coaching-wise, big mismatch talent-wise. I'll take Florida to cover the 18 easily.
Cale, what's your pick?
Yeah, I think Tennessee's got a couple of defensive players out too this game. More contact tracing.
Yeah.
More COVID issues. I don't see Tennessee's defense so much being a problem as the fact that they're so offensively challenged that I think they're just going to be they're just going to, you know, go 3-and-out a bunch. And Florida, the Kyle connection is going to be on point on Saturday afternoon. They won this game last year like 34-3. I look for the same type of thing again this year. give me Florida to cover that 17.5-point spread.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a 2-touchdown day for Kyle Pitts. From Kyle Trask, who may win the Heisman, even though someone on this show said he's a fraud. By the way, the reason that Jeremy Pruitt right now is the worst coach in the SEC is because the worst coach in the SEC got fired from a shit school that two people are the fans of here.
You called him great, though. You said he's a great coach.
I think he would be great. He ran into some trouble. I'd take him 8 days in a row and twice on Sunday. I would take him all of those days before I would let great. Will Muschamp walk my dog.
And you want Dabo fired.
I did want Dabo fired. Here's the thing. You don't understand this because you support a shit team. You don't understand the concept of having a winning team.
So great losing
to South Carolina for Clemson is like losing to a high school team, or like you losing to App State. So I didn't want him there.
I want to put something over in the comment section. Sure. Comrade should hear this one. So Brandon Kuhn over in the comment section. Apparently, Coastal Carolina is in talks with BYU to schedule a replacement game if they can't play Liberty. Brandon wants to know what happens to that game. I would assume that it just gets thrown out and we just
I'll just throw it out. Yeah, I heard that too. A BYU reporter is reporting that that's on if the game gets canceled. And I also heard Charlie brought this up too. They've reserved hotel rooms at Myrtle Beach.
Yeah,
so that's pretty crazy.
I gotta tell you, I'm not wishing bad on anybody, but I wouldn't mind seeing that at all, because BYU will absolutely bend them over and run it in raw, that is not an exaggeration.
They would.
We do have two games in the that are in the popper if one of these gets canceled. So we'll figure out how that works. And then go from there. Kuhn's talking about why wouldn't we just put that game into the mix?
People are picking games now, so you can't go back and say.
Yeah, that's right. You know, so we can't. That's right. Yeah, my bad. So yeah, we'll just have to kill that game. Sorry. I'm taking Coastal Carolina, second best team in the state. In that game up there, in the Florida game, KL, did you already pick your game with Florida and Tennessee?
Yeah, I went with the Fighting Dan Mullins.
Yeah, I'm going to take Florida too. I think they cover big time. Up next is Baylor at Oklahoma. Oklahoma giving up 23 points. Comrade, which way are you going?
Oklahoma's got a lot of talent. I think their coaching staff's unreal. I mean, top to bottom, great coaching staff. I love every one of them. And Lincoln Riley, talented coach, but I think his talent comes from his brother. He's got a talented brother, Garrett Riley. Just keep that name tucked away for a future reference. Great mind. I'm taking Oklahoma to cover this game easily in this one. Easy cover for Oklahoma because of the coaching staff and the connection to Garrett Riley.
Well, the coaching staff will get better because someone that is stupid enough to go to South Carolina is leaving. If you have somebody that dumb on your staff, your staff automatically gets better.
I'm just talking about Oklahoma.
And they get fired.
I'm praising their coaching staff.
Well, you should praise them for getting rid of someone that wants to go to South Carolina. Kale, what's your pick?
I'm praising their coaching staff.
Sure. Go ahead, Kale. Who's your pick?
What game are we picking?
Baylor and Oklahoma.
How the fuck do we have that shitty game on here?
Comrade likes shitty games. I think Comrade wanted to have everyone that might be considering the South Carolina job.
What is the line on this game?
Oklahoma's minus 23.
Yeah, I don't trust Oklahoma. I really don't. Apparently, they have some kind of COVID issues too. Because aren't they getting Bob Stoops to come and be like some kind of fill-in assistant or something? Have you heard that?
I heard something about that. Bob Stoops is an interesting name. That would be a name that you would think would be up on the South Carolina list, but
he wouldn't be, because we want to hire someone who has zero fucking experience doing shit.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Go ahead, Kale.
That's a lot of points, and I don't trust these damn Big 12 teams. I don't. Give me Baylor. Yeah, yeah. Baylor and the fighting Dave Aranda's to cover that 23.
Yeah,
I'm going to lose by 1.
I'm going to go with Baylor too, simply because Oklahoma is dumb because they have an idiot on their coaching staff that wants to go to South Carolina and is begging to go to South Carolina. And Lincoln Riley's kept him employed for a while.
Well, holy shit, they're going to play him like fucking $3 million a year to go to South Carolina. The dude makes $400,000 a year right now. As a damn whatever the fuck he's doing,
yeah.
Recruiting coordinator slash assistant head coach, you'd want it too.
I'll put you in under that you like Shane Beamer, Kale. No problem, sir.
No. Hey.
Just saying.
I'm just telling you why. God damn it.
You walked right into that one. Texas A&M plays at Auburn. A&M is a 4-point favorite in this matchup. Mike, which way are you going?
I watched A&M play LSU. I was not impressed. Their offense looked horrible, and LSU's defense is pretty bad. Their defense looked good, but I'm not sure if it was their defense that looked good or LSU just sucking balls. I mean, I just think they're kind of fraudulent this year, and I just can't see them keeping winning. So I think Auburn may win this game outright, but I'll take Auburn with the points to be safe. But I think they're going to lose. I think they're going to lose this week.
All right. Kale, which way you going, buddy?
That's easy money. I'm going to Texas A&M. Auburn sucks. I mean, they really do. I mean, Alabama didn't even play like a C game this past week and beat them by 30 points. And, you know, they needed a damn 100-yard pick six where Tennessee just fucked up.
Yep.
To cover that spread and make that game look like they kind of had it in control, but they didn't. I don't trust them. They're not very good, and I think that Texas A&M played a bad game last week. Nasty weather. You know, they had a 20-0 lead at the end of the game. You know, LSU punched in a little backdoor touchdown there. So I think the late season collapse. I'm not going to say that it's never going to happen again, but it has went into hibernation at least for a year at Texas A&M. They're for real. And I think they win this one easily.
I don't think that Auburn is that good, so I'm going to take Texas A&M. I'm not sold as Jackpot is, but Texas A&M, they kind of look flat on offense. Just my opinion. I don't know. I'm not buying into what they're doing on offense over there. But the Comrade's right about something. Their defense looked good, but I'm talking about the LSU game. But LSU's offense looked like shit. So, yeah, there's that. Alabama plays at LSU this weekend. Alabama is a 25-point favorite. Mike, something tells me you're going to take Auburn here because you don't like it when everyone's flocking to one team. Am I right about that, or am I wrong?
Alabama.
Are you going to take Bama, or are you going to take LSU? Yeah.
Normally I like taking LSU in this game, but you know, 20, it's a lot of points in the rivalry game. But I watched the. I told you before, the LSU looked horrible. Their offense looked absolutely clueless. The receiver, the best receiver, is opted out now, right? Correct. Their best guy, who actually looked bad in that game against A&M, a lot of drop passes. I don't think they're going to score. I mean, they may score 10 points. And so you're trying to tell me that they're gonna keep Bama from scoring 35? I don't see that happening.
Well, Mississippi State lit them up for 50, I think, whatever. Mizzou lit them up too, so.
Yeah, so I think Bama wins this game. Yeah, I'm taking Bama to cover this pretty easily.
All right. Kale, are you going to take LSU?
No, not 25 points. You know, the mystique of the Saturday night in Death Valley goes on hiatus again this year. Alabama is going to bend them over and pump it in dry. I mean, it's not gonna be pretty. You remember last year when they won in Tuscaloosa? You remember the Ed Orgeron thing where it leaked and he was in there, you know, like saying "fuck Alabama" or something in the locker room when the reporters in the next room heard that over. Do you remember something about that?
Yeah,
they're pissed, man. I mean, they're players on that team who came back just so they could play this game. They're gonna beat the shit out of them. Take Alabama, big.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they may, and he's right, Cal. They may actually go in for extra score too late. Like, I don't think Bama's going to take a knee. They may be trying to, you know, get one more score in there.
I'm going to take Alabama too. I was just trying to see if I could coax one of you into taking LSU. Clemson's at Virginia Tech. Clemson's a 21-point favorite. There may be snow on the ground. Tim Beray, the athletic director at Clemson, tweeted out a while back about this could be the coldest game that Clemson has ever played in as far as being outdoors. Thank you, COVID. So, yeah. Anyway, Comrade, which way are you rolling with this one?
I'm just not sold on Fuente, Virginia Tech. I've watched him a few times. I don't think they match up well with Clemson. 21 is not a lot of points. I kind of was surprised it was only 21. It was 24, 25. I might lean towards the Hokies maybe. But 21, I think at the worst, you're going to get a push. So I'm taking Clemson.
Jackpot, which way are you going, man?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going to have to roll with the Taters too. And I think part of this, that offensive outburst from last week that we saw in the first half, quarter and a half or whatever, I think Trevor Lawrence and company, I think Trevor still thinks, and I mean, I don't know if he does or not. I mean, I'm not an expert on that stuff. Still has an outside shot at winning the Heisman, even though he's missed a couple of games.
Right.
Not really his fault, but he's missed them. So I think he's looking to put up some gaudy numbers. Virginia Tech's only hope here is that they can run the ball, because their passing game is trash. I thought that quarterback was a little bit better than what he is throwing the ball, but he's not. I don't think they're going to be able to really run the ball against that Tater front seven. So give me Clemson to cover that little spread there in Blacksburg. Get a pretty easy win. I think it'd be about what it was last week, to be honest with you. Virginia Tech absolutely got their doors blown off by the same Pittsburgh team that Clemson destroyed last week, so I don't have a lot of faith in that one being close.
If the Hokies had Frank Beamer, I think the Hokies, but they don't have him, Frank Beamer. So
Frank Beamer bent Clemson over and spanked him.
He'd bent him over. He'd bent him over. Any Beamer would really.
Clemson's won six straight in the series, so Clemson I think is going to win by 42 points. So I think
Blake is taking Blake Robinson's taking the Hokies because I took Clemson. Take the opposite. So Blake, make sure you bet on Virginia Tech now. Stick to your word, son. Don't be a hypocrite.
South Carolina's on the road at Kentucky, a shitty South Carolina team, an underrated Kentucky team. Comrade, which way are you going?
Well, I look over to my screen and to the far left, and I see that Rob's eyebrows have still not really grown all the way back in. Mm-hmm. And that's from last year's beatdown. The beatdown we gave him last year. I don't think Kentucky should give anyone 13 points, let alone Luke Doty, who's hungry for his first win. The Gamecocks may go out there and not give a shit, lose by 40. Well, they might go out there and say, you know what? It's a new era starts tonight, and beat them. But you know what? I refuse, and I'm out of the contest. I don't give a shit. I'm taking the Gamecocks. I'm not betting against the Gamecocks. I'm not betting against the Block C. Take the Gamecocks to win the damn game.
I hope you take the Gamecocks when they play Virginia Tech in the Gasparilla Bowl, and the Gamecocks are a 5 or 6 point favorite, and they lose by 60. That would be fun. So anyway, Kale, which way are you going in this game?
Well, title Kentucky underrated Kentucky team?
I think they're underrated. Yes.
They're not underrated.
I think so.
They're underachievers. Well, I think a lot more was expected of them this year than what they've done. They've looked like absolute shit. Not that we've looked good, but at least, hell, we have an excuse for it. They really don't. I haven't seen a lot of injury, nor COVID issues, nor opt-outs at Kentucky. They just haven't been playing good football. With that being said, Saturday night, I think that Luke Doty will – the pressure that he's going to get defensively is not going to be what he faced last week. Against Georgia, maybe he'll have a little bit more time to make the proper reads and do some stuff back there. Yeah, maybe we see some of his athleticism come to light, and he does some stuff there. They're saying Shai Smith's going to play. I don't know. I don't get it now. I thought he opted out. I thought he was done after he got over his concussion stuff or whatever. But they're telling me he's going to play. So that's even another reason to take South Carolina. I think they cover. And it would not surprise me, would shock me, if we won this game. They have not historically played real well in Lexington, Kentucky. So that's the only reason I'm holding back on that. But, yeah, Gamecocks.
Unlike the Comrade, I'm going to bet against the Block C because they're absurdly shorthanded. They may take the amount of players they're going to take just close to the minimum is what I'm being told. And the minimum amount of players that they have aren't really what their best players anyway. I think if they had everyone, I'd still take Kentucky. So just have throwing that out there. So Kentucky gets the win here. They win by 13. So there you go. There's our picks for
you're picking the push.
I'm taking Kentucky. They're going to win the 13 points. They're going to do. Okay, they're going to. I think they're going to win. It's going to be like. I think it's going to be like 20-3, something like that. I don't think South Carolina is that good. And I don't know, like, if South Carolina wants to be there.
16 points on Georgia's defense. I can put up more than that on Kentucky.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. I just don't think South Carolina is that
good. Kevin Harris in 1,000 yards, too. Mark it down. Getting 1,000 yards is certainly not going to break over and put himself in some nice company right there.
Well, that's great for Kevin Harris.
The only way we could get more rushing yards would be if we were somehow able to substitute Chez Malusi for Kevin Harris, and then might break 1,200 yards for the year.
It's going to be great. Kevin Harris will be able to tell his kids, "Yeah, I rushed for 1,000 yards. How many games did you win? 2."
Well, this season only a sophomore. He's got more games to play.
What'd you do? You got all your yards.
He's got more games to play. He can say, I rushed for 1,000 yards. And that was the start of greatness as Coach Beamer came in the next year.
Greatness.
And I was part of that team. And I stayed my senior year.
Coach
Beamer. And I was better than Travis Etienne.
I want to respond to Brock over there. See, the problem I have with South Carolina fans is that right now they need to understand you are just above Vanderbilt. You are passed by Mizzou.
Brock spoke truth.
You are passed by Kentucky. All are better programs than you are. Kentucky's beat you 5 out of the last 6 times. You're not competitive with Kentucky. Last year's win was a fluke. They didn't start the guy quarterback they should have. If they'd have started Lynn J. Bowden, they'd have beat you by 3 touchdowns. You're not that good.
All I know, we own Kentucky all the time.
Yeah, you
can
do.
Can we all say this in the show right now?
But the last 5 out of the last 6 have gone to.
I don't think Rob can say it, though.
I don't need to say that. Clemson doesn't play them every year. Under that logic, the Aiken YMCA owned your ass because they beat you in 1925.
I want to address something over on YouTube. Kurt Shaw says, ESPN said Vandy is a better job than South Carolina, LOL.
It probably is.
They may have, and I think the context that they were saying there is there's a lower ceiling. Well, not a lower ceiling. There's what is the word I'm looking for?
The expectations aren't high.
Vanderbilt, you're going to be a hero.
And plus, they own Clemson already, too. They already own Clemson, Vanderbilt does.
Clemson hasn't played them since 1960, another dumb stat. The Aiken YMCA owns South Carolina. They beat them in 1925. South Carolina has never beaten them. They squared off with the Aiken YMCA and lost.
Don't get mad.
I'm not mad. By the way, before we get out of here, I want to do one other thing.
I'm
not mad at Brock. Calm
down. You're mad at Brock. He broke your eyebrows. Your eyebrows still haven't grown all the way back
in. My eyebrows are fine. I don't really have eyebrows. Yeah. They're brown. Yeah. Doofus. Anyway, before we get out of here, I want to get us on record now so we can have this, which in, 5 years from now, we can say that we can laugh at this later on. If South Carolina hires Shane Beamer, do you think he's going to be a good coach? I think he's not. Kale, which way are you going? You think he's going to be good or not?
You really need to ask that.
I want to have an audio record of it because someone on this show will spin something, and I don't think Beamer's going to be very good. But let's get Kale's first.
I think that anything is possible, but...
If you had to bet, Kale, there you go.
He has no experience putting the staff together. So how the hell are you supposed to put a staff together to turn around a program with the problems that we have? And you don't even know you can put enough guys together, enough coaches together. You know, they got to be able to work with each other too, right? It can't be you can just go out and throw money here and there and hire the best offensive and defensive coordinator that you can possibly get your hands on at this particular point in time. They have to be able to all work together. So I don't see it working out. I really don't. Yeah, he was a great recruiter. And guys that played, they loved him 10 years ago. They talk about how great he is. I mean, hell, you think that – DJ Swearinger and Marcus Lattimore and whoever that's singing his praises right now have had any contact with this dude since like 2010, 2011. I mean, shit changes. I mean, what?
I'm with you on that.
It's a dumb move, and this is why we've been losers for the past however many damn years because we do stupid shit.
Yeah.
I will say this though. We've never done this before though, Cal. If we hire Beamer, which I think we are, now there is talk that Napier's coming in Monday for an interview. There's talk that Napier's starting to gain that I heard that Kazan wanted Shane Beamer was the decision, and now I'm hearing that Kazan is starting to lean towards Billy Napier. I don't know.
Ray Tanner has hired a man who was a proven loser. Now he's going to hire a man who's proven nothing.
But I will say this though, in game, at least in my lifetime, in my Gamecock since 1992, okay, since Sparky Woods, all right, the Gamecocks have never done this before. Either we hire an assistant. Sparky was we were like a lower level coach, like you know, Sparky from App State, right? App State he came from.
Yeah.
Okay, so we hire a lower tier division coach, head coach like Sparky Woods. We hire the top coordinator for a great program like Brad Scott. Okay, did Sparky fail? It wasn't great, but the program was kind of going through a tough time with the steroid shit. Brad Scott was horrible. We hired an old. A retread Hall of Famer, Lou Holtz. That worked out well. Holtz turned the program around. We hired old guy Spurrier. That worked out well. And then we hired a retread and Will Muschamp. Did not work well. We've never hired a guy that's never been a head coach before. So at least in my fandom, I'm not sure. I can't go back to 1960 or 50.
Conrad makes a good point there, but Josh Payton was on his podcast. Did you listen to his podcast yet for today, Kale? He did a whole segment on the South Carolina hire, and he said something that was interesting. Of course, Josh Payton from 247 Sports. He said, it sounds like South Carolina is going to hire Shane Beamer. He said, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but he said, if South Carolina was going to fire Will Muschamp at the beginning, at the point they did in the season, why didn't they have somebody ready that they knew they could call that this is my A1 call? They could have gotten Shane Beamer anytime. I mean, it's literally settling for the bottom of the barrel. It's not what I said. It's what Josh Pate said. So the other thing of it, too, is that He thinks that Napier, he said on my show that it was a money issue, and then said on his own show last night that he put together that that money could be an issue, or if Napier wants the South Carolina job, Beamer won't get hired. So that kind of tells you at least what he's thinking on that front. Napier would be, as a Clemson fan, Napier would be the guy that I'd be like, oh, fuck, here we go. Beamer, we're going to laugh at because he's going to be a shit show. He is going to be an absolute fucking failure.
If we hire Billy Napier,
yep.
Now that's my first choice. If we hire Billy Napier, Rob will spin shit and act like he'll be a failure.
No, I don't think you'll start taking shots at him.
Yes, you will.
The only thing I'll have against him is that he was stupid enough to go to South Carolina. Other than that, he's a great coach. Great coach. So that's
here's my prediction.
That's the way that
whoever
it should
gets
be.
Hired, whether it be a Napier or Shane Beam, whoever gets hired, I guarantee you this. I guarantee you this. After their first 3 years, they will have the record for most wins in Gamecock history by a coach after their first 3 years. They will have the record. We will have the record. Mark it down right now.
I don't know if I'd buy Beamer, but I would buy. I would buy anybody else.
Our schedule's pretty shitty the next 3 years. We play a lot of crappy teams out of conference. Assuming we have no COVID next 3 years, we're playing all SEC games. Okay. Yeah. Our normal schedule, looking out for next 3 years, we play a lot of crap out of conference teams.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to predict right now.
I swear, the coach
we get will break the record.
You want to watch Kale's head explode? Let this next coach come out and say, we own the 3-year record. Kale may die on this show.
They've been in talks. They've talked to Satterfield. They've talked to Neil Brown. I mean, those these guys would come to South Carolina. They just got to offer them enough fucking money. Both of them would be infinitely better hires than Shane Beamer.
I don't think that Beamer's going to do well, but then again, even what the comrades said about him being the recruiting coordinator, I mean, if he'll just sit there and just remember what he said there, I think that's going to be tough.
My whole point with the Gamecock fans is, listen, I have no idea if Beamer will be any good. My whole point is the Gamecock fans that really, really want him keep pointing to his time at Carolina like he was the key cog of that run, and he wasn't. Because they think the recruiting coordinator is the person who evaluates guys. That's not what they do. They set the schedule up. They say, coach, you're going here next week. Coach, you're going to see this guy next week. That's all you do. Now, I'm not saying he won't be great. I mean, he might be the answer. And former players love him. I mean, it's good to have support from former players. The whole key is, can he put a staff together? If he puts a good staff together, then who knows what will happen. So
on the former players front, and I'm not mocking, but didn't Will Muschamp's players love the shit out of him?
Yeah. but it's kind of hard
for me to sit here and say, oh, well,
the former players didn't like Will Muschamp. I mean, the Gamecock former players were quick to not want Muschamp in terms of what he was doing. They didn't like the culture, I guess, there was. But, I mean, I think that's why Tanner, whoever's making the decision, is leaning towards Beamer, is because of the alumni really like him and think that's what we need. They think we need a culture fix. They think he'll be the culture guy. And listen, they work out. I mean, if you have a head coach who's not interested in calling defense or offense, he's just there to be the game, to manage the game and to manage the program and be CEO coach. Maybe that's what will do it. But it all depends on who you're going to get. If he goes out and gets Garrett Riley as an offensive coordinator, which is a rumor, okay, that would kind of excite me. Defensive coordinator, I'm not sure
did you see the rumor that they're going to keep Bobo, and I'm not making this up.
That's dumb. Yeah,
Bobo
that's
dumb. And what was the other? And then get Bud Foster out of retirement.
Yeah.
Kale, your thoughts on that?
The only thing on there that's true is the Garrett Riley one. The Garrett Riley one, I think, is pretty much a done deal. Bobo is not going to stay. And he's not going to be the do that stuff in there too. So Bobo won't stay. But I heard the Bud Foster thing. I don't think so. But I heard that pretty much if Beamer comes, that Garrett Riley is coming as the offensive coordinator.
Okay. Well, that might be. I like the idea of another Riley here. That might work out well. I don't know.
So I mean, so that's what I'm saying. So Judge and Beamer, you know, to really judge him, I want to see his coaching staff. And if he has like a Garrett Riley in there, then suddenly I like the hire a lot more. If he has, you know, so that I want to see if he, you know, I want to see that too. So that's maybe what he's selling.
I want to throw, I know he's throw never something done, else he's never out done there before, too.
But and the one thing I'll say too, he's been around great people. And so maybe that stuff, he's been planning this for a long time. He's got mapped on his head what he's going to do, the staff he's going to build. He knows guys he can get. And maybe that's what we need. So,
well, the other thing too, and Brock's comment here makes a lot of sense. I like the idea of Derek Mason being the defensive coordinator because off the top of your head, gentlemen, can you name a good defensive coordinator right now that you'd really want to hire? Oh, shit, Kale. What the hell happened there?
I like Mason. I'm not sure what Mason's plans are and what his options are. I'm not sure what kind of relationship Beamer has with him. So I don't know. If people want Charlie Strong back, I don't think he's coming back. Charlie Strong's got too much money. I think he wants to maybe kind of stay at Bama and be rehabbed.
You know, and I'm going to throw this out there, and I was talking with Teddy Hefner here in Columbia about it. You know somebody who still wants to coach is Ellis Johnson. Now, I know everybody's going to think, oh, my God, Ellis Johnson is old. If you tell Ellis Johnson, I just want you to run the defense, I'm going to hire a bunch of young fire pissers to go out here and recruit, just run the defense, I think that would be a solid hire to start, in my opinion.
I think if you hired Beamer and he brought Garrett Riley and Ellis Johnson with him, I think suddenly – even myself, who's not, you know, I and Beamer's my first choice. I think that would get me excited about a Beamer because I think we're kind of getting back to what Gamecock fans would like to see. So
I don't know. We'll I don't see. Know how well Beamer's going to do on the recruiting front, but if he gets that staff,
he's amazing.
Oh, no, fuck me.
He brought in everybody.
He brought in Stephon Gilmore
and Clowney and all those guys. Yeah.
He brought in Marcus Lattimore, brought in Connor Shaw. He brought in Todd Ellis when he was a young man, too.
That's what I heard. And I heard him when he left that Trevor Lawrence was considering going to Columbia, but he said Shane Beamer's out and I'm fucking gone. That's what happened. That's right. Deshaun Watson, same way. Shane Beamer's like, fuck, I'm leaving. He's like, don't go there. Exactly. no, but if he gets those two guys, or Mason, I think Derek Mason will be a great defensive coordinator. But I don't really know of any other really good defensive-minded coaches that are out there right now.
I would want to bring in, I'm not sure for D.C., but I want to get Chris Rumpf back. One, he's my boy. I was there at Carolina when he was there. He's a great coach, and he should be coaching for the Gamecocks. He's the Texans right now in the NFL, right. And I'm not sure if his goal is to be an NFL coach one day, but I would make a phone call. I would even – if you want to take a shot as him as a D.C., but he's a great recruiter. He's a great coach. He's a great guy. He was a great kid. I mean, we were the same age, but he was always more mature than everybody else.
Yeah, I like Chris Rumpf too, but it's a question too of are they going to want to come and play and coach for Shane Beamer? That's something else too. We talk about Ellis Johnson, but I don't know if he. First of all, I don't really know if he. There's something in me that says that he wants to try again, especially with what happened at Southern Miss. But I don't know if he wants to go out and be a defensive coordinator. But that would be my first hire because he knows everybody. He knows all the recruiting folks and all of that, and he knows. You know, he put together some great defenses, man. I thought anyway. Some other comments here. Yeah, Jamie's right about that. Kale's dog.
Brock Lee over there says, I heard Bo Jackson was planning on playing at South Carolina, but Shane Beamer wasn't there.
That's true. For the win. Chris Rumpf, by the way, did get an interview for the head coaching spot.
I heard that.
Yeah, I don't know, like, do I want to go to the from the NFL down to being a defensive coordinator? I don't know. But
well,
in the end,
it's your school.
Well, but in the end, he's going to get fired anyway at the end of the season because I don't think the Texans are going to keep Romeo Purnell. So
Percy von Higginbotham says Jeremy Pruitt spotted eating cornbread at Columbia Strip Club. Was cornbread the name of one of the strippers?
Someone tweeted today, goes, man, I was just telling the Chick-fil-A at 5 points, and I bumped into Nick Saban. He had a Gamecock visor on. I don't know what that's all about. Hello.
Rob, have you ever seen the little clip of the Jeremy Pruitt asparagus?
No. Clip? No, you give me that. We'll play it, though. That's some funny shit.
Just Google Jeremy Pruitt asparagus on YouTube. It's from when he was a defensive coordinator. I don't know where at. He was eating dinner with somebody at a fancy steakhouse. They were having some kind of coaches meeting. I don't know what, but they asked him. He said, what is that? Because they was pouring the hollandaise sauce all over the steak and the asparagus. He said, it's asparagus. You don't eat that? You don't eat asparagus? He said, what is it?
All right, I've got it if you want to play it. But let me play. Why don't we end that? That's on a funny note. Kale, we forgot about the clip you sent me earlier. This is from Walt Deptula's show in the Upstate. I'm going to go ahead and play this really quick. This is something Kale asked me to record and bring to the show. Here we go. This is from today's show, right, Kale?
Yes.
Here we go.
From a sports standpoint, the thing that absolutely still just doesn't compute to me is I watched a SEC program get hijacked by two Mountain West castoffs, and everybody stood idly by and agreed with it. The media that covers South Carolina was all in lockstep with this failed notion that Colin Hill gave them the best chance to win. And the obvious question right from day one is, well, then why didn't he give Colorado State the best chance to win? Why did these two guys not give Colorado State the best chance to win? Why did they get fired? Coach and player. And how did they become the accepted,
what a dumb fuck,
unquestioned answer,
what a dumb
answers
fuck,
for an SEC team?
Why are
these things all happen under the watch of all these people?
Now, for the record,
what a dumb fuck.
Hold on. For the record, the comrade's going to sit there and say that I brought that to the show.
Fuck.
I didn't do that. That is all
what
Carolina
a
jackpot.
Dumb fuck.
All Carolina jackpot. Right.
How come Colin Hill didn't? That, maybe because he was hurt the whole fucking time. He didn't play. Secondly, I'll say this again: the Gamecock shitty ass season is not because of Bobo and Colin Hill. Nothing to do with them. Our defense sucked dick, and that's why they lost. Got nothing to do with it. Now, if our defense was unreal this year and we're losing games 10-9, that'd be a great phone call.
Yep.
But we can't stop anybody. So the whole idea, and plus the whole thing, he couldn't do it at Colorado State. He was hurt all the time at Colorado State. So it wasn't like he was playing bad. He was hurt.
I'm going to give you, and I'm not trying to hang Carolina jackpot out to dry here, but Kale's message to me was, this is pretty accurate.
Well,
I'm just reading what jackpot said to me. That's all I'm saying.
The offense has got nothing to do with, like, that's not why we're losing. Our offense has been pretty good. I mean, Matt, how's New York rusher coming in? I mean, it's not the offense. If the defense played like we thought, we all thought they were going to play this year. I mean, most people thought the defense would be the strength of the team, would be the part of the team that kind of carried the team. If they were just average, if the defense was just average, okay, we would have been a lot better. We've been looking at 4-6, 5-5.
All right. I mean, well,
and Will Muschamp would have his job. Will Muschamp would have gotten fired. Will Muschamp got fired because of the defense.
Kale asked me to bring that to the show to play it. I'd try to, whatever Kale asked, I try to help out on that front. I'm just telling you what Kale said. Another greatest hit for Kale here. I have not watched this Jeremy Pruitt video. We're going to play this, and then we're going to replay the ad for the Carolina Jackpot talking head doll. But this is I've never seen this Jeremy Pruitt with asparagus. I'm guessing this is the right clip. Here you go, Kale.
This is it.
You got to tell them you can't do it or embarrass them. Or in place with this gives my hand. You guys been good for each other. What is that? Asparagus. You like asparagus? I ain't never heard of it. Well, I'm trying to do it. I got to lose stress and stop my stress.
He said he's never heard of asparagus. That's funny. That's some really funny shit right there.
He had hair in that video. I don't know what happened to that.
Can you highlight Spartacus's comment there? He wants attention.
Sure.
Well, let's mock him, please. Let's highlight that. Let's read that. I remember the first time they played the Rooster Crow at Carolina. The guy behind me said that he hadn't heard people get this excited over a barnyard animal since he left Clemson. That's brilliant. Let's read it again. Him. I remember the first time they played the Rooster Crow at Carolina. The guy behind me. Okay, Spartacus, you're trying too hard, my friend. You're trying too hard. Now get off of here. Go text your mommy and daddy and say, why the hell didn't you read me as a kid, mom and dad? How come? I just made a fool of myself on YouTube because I can't write. Damn you, mom and dad. Why did you read and write to me?
Holy shit, comrade. That's mean, comrade.
I'm sorry. He wants to be cute and funny, but he can't.
He may be a product of South Carolina school systems. None of those teachers are worth a shit. Yeah. You know that.
No, mom and dad didn't take time to read to him at night.
All right, I want to play this clip one more time. This is for those that have missed it earlier. It is the holiday gift of the season. And I tell you what, man, everybody's going to want one of these. It is the Jackpot Talking Doll.
Hey kids, just in time for Christmas.
What's going on, motherfuckers?
It's the Carolina Jackpot Talking Doll.
I'm mad, I'm just a little bit perturbed.
You know him from the Rob, Comrade, and Kale Show.
That's fucking trash.
And you've probably seen him on the Carolina Jackpot YouTube channel.
We fucking suck.
Now you can bring him home. Just let the Gamecocks lose and watch him lose his mind.
What the fuck?
Each doll comes with his signature bald head and interchangeable Miller Lite or Coke can. Everyone loves Jackpot. What will he say next?
I fucking hate him.
It's an educational toy as well. The best gift for the holidays.
I'm gonna sell now. I didn't turn this fucking shit off.
Comes complete with a Steve Spurrier retro visor and a women's basketball tube top. Some assembly required. The Carolina Jackpot Talking Doll. A DNC Transport production.
Now we might not win.
New model sold out of the back of a Volkswagen 3 blocks from Williams-Brice Stadium.
I gotta have one. Gotta fucking have one. Can you imagine having a little doll and you squeeze its little ball in and it just says, fuck Clemson! Fuck Muschamp!
Produce it.
It's fucking
it
stupid.
Percy von Higginbottom. Wayne Fonts seen kissing babies and selling pre-owned cars in Columbia. I'll tell you right now, the Detroit Lion fans would love Wayne Fonts or coach to come in to have the success Wayne Fonts had. I know it wasn't great success, but compared to Detroit's since he left, they would take Wayne Fonts back in a second.
Hey.
All right. Well, my final question to both of you, do you think South Carolina should accept a bowl bid? Kale, you first.
hell. Why not?
Why not? All right.
Carolina's got to go, right? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's...
Well, it's you get 12 practice. Extra bowl practices, so.
No, it just seems like beating a dead horse to me. It's more practice with a bum. I mean, who the hell's going to coach it, you know? I mean, it just seems useless to me.
Comrade,
so no.
which way are you going, man? Should they accept it or not?
I want more practice, but I guess I'd wanted to have, if we had a coach in place at that point, not that necessarily he coaches the game, but I mean, that's the thing. Like, why would you want, I don't know.
Well, but
if we hire a coach tomorrow, I'll say yes. If Shane Beamer, whoever it is, I mean, Beamer's the only one that can get hired this early. They hire him tomorrow. I say yes to the bowl practice so he can start evaluating, going through the extra practices, and start kind of putting stuff in place and kind of getting a head start.
Well,
if we don't have a coach in place, then I don't want.
Well, but here's the thing, too. I think that, and someone's got to check on this, it's a recruiting dead period. So, in theory, they can't go out and recruit. If they can't practice, they can't, you know, really meet with the team. I mean, why not? Why not have it? At least you can have that little bit to do something with them. I don't know on that front, but I think it's a recruiting dead period for a while. I got to check on that. But, and yeah, that should be interesting.
I texted you before. When you sent me the bowl projections I sent to you before, I said, exactly like I called it, Will Muschamp year 5, bowl bound.
Fuck my face. yeah, I think we end the show on that. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Fuck that goddamn comrade. End on that. Holy shit. All right, guys.
Bowl bound.
We'll see you guys later. Guys. Have a great day. Thanks, Jackpot.